UK government refuses to release number of grooming gang rapist deportations. By Kurt Zindelka on January 6, 2025. The British government is reportedly refusing to release data on the number of grooming gang child rapists it has successfully deported from the country as it continues to refuse to launch a national public inquiry. According to a report from The Telegraph, the UK Home Office, the department tasked with immigration enforcement, has refused to publicly release statistics on the number of foreign grooming gang child rapists removed from the country. One such convicted rapist believed to still be in the country is Kari Abdul Rauf, who was convicted of trafficking and raping a 15-year-old girl in Rochdale. Despite his horrific crimes, the grooming gang ringleader was freed from prison early and set loose after 2.5 years back onto the very same streets where he and others preyed on vulnerable girls. In 2015, then Home Secretary Theresa May ordered that Rauf and fellow groomer Adil Khan should be stripped of their British citizenship and deported to their native country of Pakistan. Yet, the government's efforts were stymied after the pair renounced their Pakistani citizenship and launched a series of taxpayer-funded appeals, claiming that it would violate their human rights to be deported to their homeland. The decision not to release statistics on successful deportations of grooming gang members comes as the Labour Party government continues to refuse to launch a national public inquiry into the failures of authorities to protect British girls, often out of fear of being perceived as racist given that most of the perpetrators were Muslim Pakistanis and most of the girls being white British. On Monday, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer claimed that those demanding an inquiry into the scandal were jumping on the bandwagon of the far right and said no further investigation was necessary. In response, Reform UK leader Nigel Farage accused Starmer of sweeping the failures of the establishment under the carpet, adding that previous reports were nothing more than a whitewash of the failures of local authorities and both Labour and Conservative governments to confront the Muslim rape gang scourge. "Let us find out the truth of this. I'm told that in up to 50 British towns, these gang rapes were going on. I believe the public needs the truth. We must have an inquiry," he said. Meanwhile, an analysis of government data by the Centre for Migration Control found that foreign nationals were 3.5 times more likely to be arrested for sexual offences than native Britons, with over 9,000 foreigners arrested for sex crimes in the first 10 months of last year in England and Wales. Foreigners were twice as likely to be arrested than the native population for crimes in general, with 131,000 arrests during the 10-month period last year. Despite making up 9% of the British population, foreigners made up 16.1% of all arrests. Albanians were the most likely per capita to be arrested, followed by people from Afghanistan, Iraq, Algeria, and Somalia. The analysis found that 48 nationalities were more likely to be arrested than the native population. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.